Hey, Mike Brennan is with us, of course. He's the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike, it's good to have you on the show with us again.
Hey, Mike.
I'm certainly hoping you're on the show with us again.
Oh, there we go. Well, it's good to have that issue. All right, I pushed the button.
Hey, Mike.
I promise you'll find no naked selfies of me on my website.
You were just checking,
I'm sure.
Thank
heavens for small favors.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Let's get on to the headlines, folks. This is MI Tech News, by the way, that you could receive every Friday. A whole bunch of headlines about things going on in the technology world and around our state and the country. And one of your headlines here is kind of actually close to home, Ann Arbor, the seat of all wisdom and knowledge, of course. Toyota
of course.
Is focusing on evolving vehicle technologies in that fair city.
Yeah, if you had any doubts about the power of mobility, just read my newsletter this week. We've got three or four stories about that. Everybody's launching initiatives, including Toyota. And theirs is a look at how to connect smartphones with the cars and also qualified self, which is the wearable device. Like smartwatches, things like that. They're looking at all that. They're spending $35 million in Ann Arbor at their collaborative center there to figure all this stuff out.
Well, and on top of that, another headline I saw kind of fits in with that, and that is that AT&T is now also offering voice-enabled apps for cars to improve safety and infotainment. They had like six voice-enabled applications that they debuted.
Yeah, AccuWeather, Glimpse, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Streetline just goes on. They're trying to leap into this market and be the alternative before all the car makers, you know, do their own things.
So what have they got a special kind of an application that will allow them to fit into all the car models? Is that the idea?
Well, that's the idea. It's called AT&T Drive. That's their platform.
Ah, and that is the key to it. Folks, MI Tech News, you can get all the headlines. Simply go to our website, internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, click on that subscribe button, and for nothing, you'll get these headlines and many, many more. Mike, thanks again for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Foster.